Nikki, I'm female.
Uh-huh. Well, that's okay. Nikki, Nick, that's fine. Nick, what? And he said, all my doors are open. I, this is,
I've just come back from Greece.
He's just come back from Lesbos, for God's sake. We couldn't have a more ringing endorsement of the program. So off you go. What do you want to tell us, Nick? What category is it?
Names who sound like famous people.
Good. Always a hardy annual, this. Remember, we've had James Dean. I can't remember who we had last week. Adam, you were here last week. Adam from Cat Band over here. No, me neither. Oh, wow. We should write this stuff down. We had a great one last week. But we certainly had James Dean over the years, the father Chris Moss. Names that sound like famous people, but not enough, but just enough to annoy you for the rest of your life when people say, ha, that sounds like... What have you got for us, Nikki?
Janice Jackson.
Janice Jackson. Yes, I'll buy Janice Jackson. And who is Janice Jackson?
My old primary 7 teacher.
And how old do you think she is now? How old a woman might she be now?
I can't say that. Still lower.
What is it? Well, she's not in a... Would she be a young woman?
Middle-aged.
She's a middle-aged woman. So yes. When she goes in now and people say... I mean, she's booking into a hotel and they say, and who do we keep the room for? She has to say Janice Jackson.
Yes.
And they say, I'm sorry? Every single time. That is the beauty of this category called Named Quite Like Somebody Famous. Send her £150 of rock and roll merchandise. We should have kept a register. Do you remember we did a register once, Alice, of people
with... We did years ago, with similar names.
And we also did a register of people with fantastic names.
Yeah.
Snow White Cadillac DeVille, a real name. Diamond Isabogie, a real name.
Your old schoolmate.
Diamond Isabogie. Aspro Fender. Yeah. Real names out there. These are not funny names. These are... Let's do that this morning. Now we've got rid of that. Give us a call, 0500 110 100. Just like a name you wished you'd been born with. You're at school with someone or something, or you know somebody, and it's not a funny name, not a quirky name, not a wacky name, but a wonderfully exotic name.
It just seems to be the law that every class register has one of those names. I bring you Innocence Okonomeru.
Oh, no.
Innocence Okonomeru.
Wow. You say, yes, you can have Janice Jackson, which, you know, that was a different category. But if you ring up and say, they're not going to make any messing around with your hotel booking there, are you? If you're booking a table in a restaurant, you can't go in and say, you know, Janice Jackson, say, oh, we've given your table to Joe Jackson over there with his new band. But if you go in and you say your name is...
Innocence Okonomeru.
There's your table, sir. We've been waiting for
Innocence, welcome.
Innocence. So there it is. We want one to word you. Just give us a name that can match Innocence Okonomeru. What are you saying, Alice?
I was only going to say, well, aren't those biblical names fantastic? You know,
is it particularly biblical?
Biblical names are Sodom and Gomorrah.
Gomorrah Connemara is a different thing.
Biblically inspired names, sir.
Whatever it is, but we just want fantastic, exotic, wonderful, golden peacocks of names. Only one that's
famous. Roll around the mouth
like the Shawshank Redemption.